This is 89.1 WEMU, and we have a lot of questions about ongoing flooding issues in Ypsilanti Township's West Willow neighborhood. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Back in 2023, we had what was deemed a 500-year storm, and there have been a number of 100-year storms in recent years as well. Now, these severe weather events continue to increase with climate change, and the West Willow neighborhood has been hit particularly hard. Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner's Office hired Livonia-based OHM advisors to look into what needs to be done. Our guest today is Brandon Ellefson, and he is project manager in the Environmental Water Resources Group at OHM Advisors, and truly appreciate the time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, after the storm that I just mentioned in the West Willow neighborhood and in Washtenaw County, the Resource Commissioner's Office reached out to your firm, and you began a study in February of 2024. I was curious as to whether geography was a part of that study and whether the geography of the West Willow neighborhood actually lends itself to flooding events.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Typically, water does find its way downhill, unfortunately,
yeah,
and it's really good at that. West Willow neighborhood is unfortunately in a kind of a low spot where it's trapped between a highway and an overpass, and water finds its way to this corner where it just doesn't have a natural outlet. The stormwater infrastructure dates back to like the 1940s and 50s, and there really is a limitation on how much water can get out based on how much can go in through the inlet structure. So when a storm of this magnitude hits a neighborhood like this, there's really not much that can be done unless the infrastructure is upgraded.
And so it's not just the age of the infrastructure, it's also the size of the infrastructure when it was put in all those years ago.
That's true. Yeah, back in the 40s and 50s when this neighborhood was constructed, the stormwater standards were significantly different than they are nowadays in Washtenaw County. We tend to design neighborhoods these days to be able to convey a 10-year storm event and store up to a 100-year storm event. This neighborhood did not have those level of standards. I think it was common practice back then to try to just manage the 10-year storm event and not try to store anything in excess of that. So when we have a storm and a magnitude of a 100 or a 500-year event come through, there's obviously going to be significant widespread impacts.
I'm wondering, even with the shortcomings of that infrastructure, that aging infrastructure, could some of the damage been mitigated if we had just had better maintenance?
That is a great question. In West Willow in particular, there is a very unique ownership of the asset that kind of goes on in that area, where Washtenaw County typically takes ownership of the drains and a lot of the stormwater infrastructure in the county. The southern half of West Willow actually is owned by the Road Commission. Their budget isn't structured in such a way that they are often keeping up with the regular stormwater maintenance. And so in this case, there had been a little bit of, I'd say, neglect in terms of the ongoing maintenance in portions of the West Willow neighborhood, which was also contributing to the flooding.
This is 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. We're talking with Brandon Ellefson. He's project manager in the Environmental Water Resources Group at OHM Advisors, which has been studying solutions to flooding in the West Willow neighborhood in Ypsilanti Township. Obviously, solutions are going to include money, and we'll talk about that shortly. But I do want to explore the issue of environmental justice and equity. West Willow is a diverse neighborhood. It does have a significant black population. Income levels are below many portions of Washtenaw County. Like other neighborhoods, those factors have led to a systemic underinvestment in infrastructure. As you looked at all of the factors contributing to the issues in West Willow, did you find that type of inequity?
Well, that's true. I mean, this is kind of a larger issue, like you said, on the equity of the environmental issues. Things like property values tend to be lower in areas where there are ongoing and systemic issues with the infrastructure and maintenance. And so those are the homes that are generally affordable to people who may be in an underprivileged or disadvantaged situation. And unfortunately, the way that tends to progress over time is it just perpetuates the issues of areas that are underserved and under-maintained with their infrastructures.
The federal government, the state government, and the county government have all become more focused on infrastructure and environmental justice. And it all has an eye towards climate adaptation and resilience. A lot of money was put out for infrastructure projects through and beyond the periods of the COVID-19 pandemic. What kind of money do you estimate will be needed in West Willow to prevent another such occurrence of huge flood and water damage?
That's a great question. So infrastructure that would need to be invested in for this neighborhood to kind of meet the level of service criteria they were aiming for. And I'll say within this study, we had to select a level of service that we would deem acceptable to try to meet, to try to bring the infrastructure up to that level of standard. We were targeting what would be a modern standard in Washtenaw County, which is maintaining a storage for the 100-year storm event. We identified certain stormwater surface storage locations that we could potentially detain water to help meet that level of service. But to do that, you're talking about an investment that's on the order of about $10 million or more. So those numbers are obviously variable. It's very preliminary engineering at this point, but it's a significant investment.
And do you, as part of what your research for the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner's Office and Ypsilanti Township, do you look at where that kind of resource, financial resource, might be found?
We do. And those are the kind of projects that are very difficult to try to find funding within the local government, because their fees aren't really structured in a way that kind of generates revenue specifically to deal with stormwater issues. A lot of times you have rates that help pay for your water bill, well, pay for your water infrastructure, you have rates to pay for your sewage. But stormwater, there is really very few communities in the state of Michigan that have stormwater-based rates to try to deal with specific stormwater issues, which this was. So oftentimes we're looking for funding that would be outside of the local government towards grants or external funders to try to help fund this type of infrastructure improvements.
So what is going to have to happen next in order to get us to a more modern era and be able to accommodate these 100-year storm events? What is the first step in that process?
Well, that's a great question. West Willow and these communities aside, this is not just a localized issue per se. This is something that we see all over Southeast Michigan. We've seen an increasing trend in the frequency and severity of storms. I know that in Southeast Michigan alone, we've seen a number of 100-year excess events that have happened in the last 10 years. And so really, it's going to take a proactive mindset to consider what are the future needs of our community? What are we going to need to, how are we going to need to fund these projects going forward if we're going to be meeting the level of disasters that we're seeing that need to be addressed.
So are we potentially something like a generation away from getting to that place?
Well, that's a great question. I guess I can't say. It would depend on how proactive the communities want to be about it. I know that there are a lot of communities that are being very proactive about it. They're saying that we are looking now to fund projects that are look beyond the 100-year storm event and try to implement projects in the next 10 years that would keep us safe for the next generation. But you need to have funding opportunities, and you need to have a mindset aligned to try to help deliver that for the communities.
Once again, this is Issues of the Environment on WEMU, and we're talking with Brandon Ellison from OHM Advisors, which is studying the causes of and potential solutions to flooding in West Willow in Ypsilanti Township. So right now we have a entire neighborhood that is looking to the future for some solutions. What can homeowners, landlords, and property managers do right now to better protect themselves while this process unfolds?
That's a great question. Yeah, obviously, the first thing is to contact like your insurance provider. Look at what your insurance actually covers. So I know, and this is a particularly challenging thing for maybe some underprivileged communities, but we need to be proactive in looking at, like, if we know that there's a recurring and ongoing flooding issue, make sure that insurance, or you can identify different insurance providers that might cover the damage being done.
And you need to know the difference between things like flooding and seepage, because one comes from above, one comes from below, and if you're not insured for the right thing, you may not be covered at all.
Correct. And two different types of flooding, and you can have things like basement backups where the sanitary sewer system is in excess and can't handle it, or flooding, like you said, from the surface that would seep in through the sides, and they are two different things, unfortunately. But yeah, but besides that, I mean, looking at simple things on your property when you're dealing with stormwater issues, if you have stormwater roof gutters that go into the ground, those are often connected to the footing drain of your home, which then goes in directly to the sanitary sewer system. Excess water in the sanitary sewer system can cause backups into homes. That's an issue that can be dealt with by disconnecting your gutter drains and having it drain out to the surface instead of to the underground. Outside of that, doing things like proper grading around your land to make sure that your land is sloped away from your house to keep water running away from the edge of your foundation is something that also helps with that seepage issue.
Are we going to need to look at large-scale water containment as well as small things like personal rain gardens?
Yeah, personal rain gardens and rain barrels are a great thing that helps, because that's one of those things that it retains that impervious roof runoff. If you can put that high, what we call it, a low time of concentration flow, that roof runoff gets to the stormwater grates or gets off the roof very quickly. If you can hold that back in a rain garden or a storm barrel, it significantly reduces the burden on the stormwater system if you can do that at enough locations.
Hey, I'd like to thank you for the time and sharing the information today, Brandon. I'm truly grateful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate having me on.
That is Brandon Ellefson, Project Manager in the Environmental Water Resources Group at OHM Advisors. It's been studying solutions to flooding in Ypsilanti Township's West Willow neighborhood, as well as communities throughout Southeast Michigan. For more information, stop by our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. We bring it to you every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.